I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I think we're going to have an interesting conversation. Not that we don't normally, but this one is a little different than the conversations we've had in the past.
My name is Allie Sterling, and I'm the president and founder of Allie Sterling Philanthropy. We're a national firm with a regional presence, and we also have a location in Indianapolis as well.
So Allie Sterling is on the show this week, and our conversation will revolve around nonprofits, which is good for us as we talk a lot about nonprofits here on the Rough Draft Diaries. And it works for Allie as it's her job to talk to nonprofits. Allie Sterling Philanthropy is a consultant firm that helps guide organizations, mainly nonprofit but sometimes for-profit, to success.
So we consider ourselves to be a boutique philanthropy firm, meaning essentially we're selective in who we work with. We serve the entire sector, so it's not that we just are limited to education or just healthcare. Really, we have clients in really diverse specialty areas and across the country. But we like to work with nonprofits that are well positioned to succeed. They just need that additional strategy and support and kind of collaborative thought partner to make some of their plans and their visions to achieve those things.
Starting a consultant firm is no easy feat, mainly because it takes time. You first have to develop an expertise in one particular area that you could later share with others. For Allie, it all began when she was born, really. She comes from a family of small business entrepreneurs, and after she graduated from the University of Toledo with a degree in sociology, she left the family firm and started to work for a small grassroots organization called David's House. Then she did some mental health fundraising, and after that, some cancer center campaigns with ProMedica Hospital. At that point, she looked back on her past 20 years of work, and she noticed something.
So I noted that so many nonprofits were struggling in the same ways. They had the same aspirations, and they just needed support. And there's not a lot of consultants in the space that we're in. So I saw it as an opportunity. At one point when I realized that I loved the sector, there was so much greater potential for it, and that I possessed the skills and understood and appreciated to some degree how to start a business and operate a business and inspire team members to do the same thing that I loved.
Allie began her business about 10 years ago and seems to have hit the market at the right time. We've seen it on the Rough Draft Diaries. We've featured around 35 local nonprofits on our program, with new organizations being nominated every week. Allie has seen it too, which is why she offered simple yet realistic advice to these new entrepreneurs.
Caution. We have too many nonprofits, not just here locally, but nationally. There's like a new nonprofit formed every 15 minutes, according to the IRS. So we have too many, and I say too many not because they're not valid and worthwhile and meaningful to the people who form them, and they have a purpose. But the problem is we don't have the resources available in our communities to support all of that. And so we always suggest highly that if someone's thinking about founding or starting a nonprofit, that they're considerate of what else exists and if there's ways to partner. But it's hard for people to kind of step away from that and say, okay, that makes more sense than my idea and the reason I want to start this. You know, majority of small businesses shutter after about, you know, year 3 to 5. And I think part of that is because just the fact that you have an expertise or a talent or skill does not make you a successful business owner. Hanging your shingle to be yet another, you know, accountant, attorney, fundraiser, you name it, I'll put myself, a restaurateur, by no stretch means success. So pause before you go out and you think that you got the best, you know, plan, the best idea and the best skill set, because you have to consider the other side of that, or, you know, again, you'll be part of the majority that fail. So, yeah.
It may sound harsh, especially in comparison with our other stories on nonprofits, where they talk of Toledo as a sort of playground where anything can and should be created because there is so much room, so much space to do so. But Allie believes questioning your motives, your resources, your skill set is vital in the creation of a new business and will give you the ultimate payoff in the end.
I think to be humble and constantly questioning if what you're doing is right and the best and is critical to growth and vulnerability. And so those are big things for me. Making the leap, I mean, really cutting the tie to a paycheck and to health benefits and all those things, it took me probably a year and a half in total of just thinking about it, if not more than that, but truly planning for it and thinking about it hard. And when you do it, though, the minute you do it, you realize you've done that and you're not going to go back to it, because I was determined at that point. There was no point of return. But there's never a time where I don't often pinch myself and think, like, wow, like, this is kind of crazy that that's my name over there. And so I try always to just never take anything too seriously, but at the same time be conscious and thankful for the opportunities that happen on a daily basis that you just have to be looking for and open to.
That's just about the end of this conversation here on the Rough Draft Diaries, but of course we can't wrap up without hearing Allie's choices for the next episode.
One is Leslie Chapman, the next would be Adam Rennie, and then the last would be Michelle Wagner. She's a judge, and I like to say that she's kind of Toledo's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
You'll have to tune in to find out who I pick, but for now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.